Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
David Hochberg's in our studio. You read a lot of fiction, nonfiction, or do you just go over like financial documents and go, oh my God?
I just talked to our listeners who are having financial challenges up until like 9:30 at night until it's too late to call.
Then we
call
the next morning. You're just doing it during a commercial break here. You're on your phone with one of your guys trying to make a deal happen.
Well, I'm trying to. So here's the situation.
David Hochberg is here, the vice president of lending for Team Hochberg. He hosts our Home Sweet Home Chicago show on Saturdays from 10 to 1 where they talk about real estate and interest rates and fixing up your home.
Yep. So, lady, listeners referred to me last night going through a divorce. Well, actually, went through a divorce a year ago. Husband, it's a bad situation. She has a protection order against him. He's an alcoholic. Two kids. She makes about 80, 85 grand a year. Okay. Single family home. Divorce decree states that she has to refinance the house by July 1st, or she has to sell the home. She doesn't want to sell the home because if she sells the home, she's got to pay a realtor, she's got to pay movers, uproot her life. She doesn't want to do that. Husband owes her $20,000 in back child support and child care payments. Divorce decree states that she gets 70 grand. She doesn't have the money. She already dumped 20 grand into an attorney to get divorced, and she doesn't have any more money. He doesn't have any more money because obviously he doesn't have any money to pay her for the child support.
He's 20 in arrears, and he's supposed to give her 70.
No, she's supposed to give him 70.
Oh.
So I said, okay, here's an idea.
So that would be why she'd sell the house then.
Well, she doesn't want to sell the house.
So but at least there'd be some equity there.
I said, here's the idea. You want to take money out to pay off her $30,000 worth of debt that she's accumulated because she's had to make up for the $20,000 that he hasn't given her. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So why don't we do this? Ask him, and they have a cordial relationship, even though she has a protection of order against him. Will he sign a letter of direction at the closing, prior to the closing, get it notarized, that states that Tom Smith will give Sally Smith, made up names, $20,000. Please direct $20,000 of the 70 to Sally Smith, and here's her ABA routing number and account
number. This is at the close when the money comes through?
This is prior to the close.
Okay.
So she knows that, yes, he's got to give her 70, so we don't have to change the divorce decree. The divorce decree is a legal document. So if you want to change that to reduce it, they got to go back to court. They got to hire attorneys. They got to get on a docket. It's got to get approved, all the mishigas. All right, so don't change anything. If he would agree to take 50 out of the 70 and redirect 20 to her, we could refinance her within 2-3 weeks and get it done. So I had to check with my head of ops. We're checking with the title company. But these are the real life things, John, that happen every single day. You know nothing about it. Thank God 50% of our audience knows nothing about it that are happily married or single. But these are real life events that I was talking to this lady at 9:30 last night. Right, because she had to put her kids down. She couldn't talk.
But the money is going to come out of the house with a home loan on the equity?
She's going to refinance the home to get
HELOC?
Nope, 30-year fixed loan. Her credit's in the low 600s because it's taking a shot, so you can't get a HELOC. It'll be tough. We're going to refinance the home, pay him off.
You can't get a HELOC with low, you said low 600s.
Low 600s, it's very difficult. Okay. Not at the level that she wants.
Okay.
All right, you got to take out 70 to pay him off. He's going to redirect 20 to her.
But David, I keep interrupting you, but she has $70,000 in equity in the house.
She has $175,000
of
equity in the house.
From,
yes. Yeah. So there's plenty of equity in the home, and the divorce decree states that he's got to get 70 by July 1st or she's got to sell the house. Okay? She's had a year. Whatever reason she hasn't done it, it is what it is. We are today, last night. This is where we're at. So she wants to pull out basically $100,000. She wants to pay off 30 to 35 of hers, give the 70 to him, redirect 20 back to her, okay? And then she'll build up an emergency fund, and then she can move on with her life.
But doesn't she have to pay back the money she's pulled out of that house?
Sure, there'll be in a new mortgage.
And what's the interest rate on that?
It'll be in the sevens today.
And what was it? I wonder what her rate was.
I think right now it's 3.5-4%.
But I mean, so she's trading in a 3% loan for a 7% loan.
She's trading in getting rid of her ex-husband off the title and off the mortgage per the legal document, which is the signed and sealed.
What's going to happen to her new mortgage payment then?
It'll probably go up $1,000, maybe $1,500. But
she can afford that.
But she's eliminating $1,500 worth of debt, paying off the $30,000 worth of credit card debt.
Oh, plus her net.
Her net's going to be probably break even after everything is said and done. Plus, she's going to get 20 from her ex if he agrees to do that, that she would never have gotten in
but
the past.
But in the commercials, you usually have it where the people are saving money when they take money out of the house, pay off their high credit debt, and then they actually, and then Joe saved $12,000 last year.
But in this case, she's getting the peace of mind knowing that her and her two kids, 7 and 5, don't have to sell the house, don't have to move. So that's a win. She's eliminated all of her credit card debt. That's a win. She's eliminated any more future engagement with her soon-to-be ex-spouse and get him off the title, which checks off the box for taking care of the divorce settlement. And that's a huge win mentally.
You said to producer Pete, you're getting calls from listeners who are over their skis in debt.
Yeah.
And some are going through situations that make the sort of mistakes that other listeners can learn from.
Right.
David Hochberg's here. You hear him Saturday mornings, 10 to 1 on WGN with his Home Sweet Home Chicago show. He is a mortgage broker.
Professional
mortgage broker?
Well, yeah.
There's some who aren't. Well, amateur mortgage brokers out there.
Well played. No, I'm a mortgage professional that helps our listeners with their credit challenges, their housing challenges.
Well, I take your
challenges.
Point because you and I were talking on and off the air. You do more than just crunch numbers for people. You have to like get involved in their lives and solve their stuff sometimes. Give me another example.
I'll give you another example. There's a guy who is in his late 50s. He makes 90 grand a year. In December, he came down with COVID, lost 2 weeks of work the beginning of December. He works on a big machine. He's an hourly worker. If he doesn't work, he doesn't get paid. So he lost the first 2 weeks, and he's out of PTO, so he couldn't put the PTO in to make it up. He used it all. Goes back to work. The machine he's working on unexpectedly breaks down. They have to repair it. It takes 2 weeks, so he's not working for the entire month of December. He has no emergency fund.
What year?
This year.
24?
Yeah, it just happened in this past December. Never made him late anything in the past 50-some years on this planet, right? January comes. He doesn't have the money to make his mortgage payment. He's loaded up on credit card debt now because he's surviving off that because he has nothing. He lost $6,000 in December. January mortgage payment gets paid in February. He's got a late 30-day late in January. Gets caught up after working in January and working in February. Gets caught up. His credit score has dropped 70 points. Okay, now he's got a late mortgage payment, which means Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA will not touch you unless you've made 12 on-time mortgage payments in a row. So he's on the shelves until February of next year before I could help him. So I've got a lender that I work with who will look at the overall holistic approach to the borrower, right? He owed $150. He had $50,000 worth of credit card debt, and he lived in a $350,000 home. So there's a ton of equity. I can't touch him. No mortgage professional could touch him until February next year. So I sent an email last night for this on behalf of this individual. I laid it all out. I'm like, listen, solid guy. He's got a solid job. Life happened in December. He lost, you know, exactly whatever. COVID 2 weeks. His machine broke down 2 weeks. Holidays, you know, here's the deal. Look back on his credit history. He's a rock star. He just needs a $30,000. He's got $50,000 worth of debt. I said, that's costing him $1,800 a month, which is ridiculous, okay, which is a $250,000 mortgage payment today, okay? So I'm like, this guy needs a $30,000 loan. Here's $30,000 worth of debt. I listed it, right? I ran his credit. I'm like, here's what it is. He's in the high fives, low sixes. He needs a personal high interest rate loan that probably that 30 grand will cost him anywhere from $700 to $800 a month. He's still saving a G-note, $900 a month. I go, you got to get me to next February and I'll refinance him out of his current mortgage, your loan, and take out the rest of his debt, assuming that he doesn't blow himself up, but he's got a good history of not blowing himself up if he didn't get COVID. This will enable him to build an emergency fund over the next 8 months, 6 months.
Is this lender going to do that?
I don't know. I sent it last night at 10 o'clock and then I got another guy.
I love the word you used, holistic, though. I mean, aren't there human beings who can look at something other than two numbers and go, no?
Yes. Yes. Yes, but you're not going to get a HELOC when you have a high 500. You're going to get a private loan at a higher interest rate.
Why doesn't the guy have a higher credit score if he's been such a rock star?
Because he had a late mortgage payment in January, which is a kick in the groin
that
with
happens.
A steel-toe boot, right?
Really?
And you'll lose 70 points off your credit score. So that's why I've recommended in nauseam to have a line of credit on your home So it's there when you never thought you need it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there when you, so you could just rip out $2,500 to pay
his mortgage. When you get a line of credit on your house,
yeah,
you, if you don't use that money, you don't suffer any expenses,
no,
do you?
No, it's a yearly, it's an annual fee of, I don't know, $75 to $100.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But I mean, then you have access to $30,000-$50,000 if you need it.
$150,000-$200,000.
Okay. I got another minute. Tell me another story or what else you want to tell me.
Well, here, if you're going into challenges and you know you have 3 cents in your bank, and I'm not making light of this because I know there are a lot of listeners that have $3 in their bank account right now. And again, I'm not making light of this. I talk to listeners all the time. And you know there's not going to be a money fairy dropping in $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 into your account. You've got a lot of equity because thank God we had COVID. I'm going to get emails. The one good thing that came out of COVID was that values have shot up. So you have equity in your home.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
So equity is cash. Take a look at accessing that cash so you could have as emergency fund to rip. I mean, all of the situations that I'm talking about right now. Yeah. Could have been solved. Both of the situation. Another one we didn't have time for because you got an important guest coming up and I'm getting bounced out of here.
Well, you're not running for U.S. Senate, are you?
Maybe. I don't know. No. Raj is a great guy. Yeah. So it's just protect yourself. Put yourself in a defensive position so if something happened, if life happened that you never thought would happen, at least you've got access to the capital and liquidity out of your home to pay those expenses. And the best time to get in a position to do that is when you're everything's great and the wind's blowing and the sales are up and you don't have any challenges. Yeah. The worst time to do it is when you lost a job or your credit's screwed up and you can't gain access. That's all I'm saying.
David Hochberg is the vice president of lending at Team Hochberg, and he thinks COVID was a good thing.
No, I you did not. That came out wrong. Oh, here we go. Great. If I did run for Senate, that would come back in some type of ad. David Hochberg says COVID's fantastic.
You're now unelectable.
There's other things that make me unelectable.
How do people want to reach you, David?
855-563-2843 or 2843 or go to 56david.com. And thank you for noticing that I changed my .com the other day last week. I was meaning to come down here.
Yeah, what are you hearing about that, David?
I'm just trying to change it up, John. It made you talk about it.
Stop you on the street and go, David, I love the way you say .com in your commercials.
You know what?
No, they do not.
You know what, John?
Yeah.
It's like Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. There's a different flavor for every day of the month. Some people like it. Some people hate it. Some people despise it. But it gets people to remember it.
David Hochberg from Team Hochberg. Nice to see you, sir.
Thanks for having me, bud.